Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers Mentoring. I thoroughly enjoy, I can remember on several hands, if I count on my fingers, how many times I've done this call via a stairwell. And I'm in a hotel on the Oregon coast right now at a volleyball tournament, and I left my notes in my friend's car, which is locked, and he's snoring, and so I have no idea where the keys are, and I didn't feel like waking the other girls, and so I just thought, well, I'll just scribble from my thoughts onto a napkin. So I'm doing a Don Fela napkin presentation this morning, so to speak, but I had several things that were kind of just burning on my mind that I really wanted to delve into this morning, clarification and implementation wise, and so I'm literally on the third story in a stairwell, listening to the rain, batter the window outside, and there's a leak somewhere in the ceiling above my head because I hear it's this perpetual drip. But I want to thank you, everyone, for being on the call, and I want to remind everybody that exactly in an hour from now, Dave Johnson's Call of the Leader that takes place. William Todd will be his featured guest, and Dave is fresh back from Irvine, California, where he and Reed Nelson and Dennis and Ruth Williams met with Kurt Foley and Ben Woodward. And just from the brief email that I read this morning, some exciting things came out of that meeting. So I want to encourage you to jump on that call. I'll give the number now, and then I'll give it near the end of the call for those of you who don't have it. And it's area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988. And the conference code number is 838-54-POUND. Again, 838-54-POUND. I have known both Dave Johnson and William Todd for, 20-plus years now, and both of these individuals have mentored me in so many ways, and I've learned a ton from them. And the one thing that I know William is so dynamic about is a little bit about what we're going to talk about this morning is embracing change and being able to quickly disseminate information on how it's going to affect us and what we can do to literally run with it right from the get-go. And several comments that were made this week on the leadership call, the ones that I remember the greatest, both Herb Rapp and Rick Murphy, shared some just fantastic nuggets of truth. And, Herb Rapp is one of the few people that I know that has achieved the Paragon Award with the double bonus. So he's going to get not only broke three first-level silvers during the qualification period, he'll get a check for $2,000 above and beyond his commission check. And one of the things that he shared this week was, in looking back over what he's done this last year with the new quality and role model that we've adopted in that, achieving every single month, targeting 500 personal volume points to make that just a mandate. And he said, I keep running with this concept of I always expect the best. I expect God to bring the right people across my path. And if it doesn't happen, if it doesn't manifest, I just keep going. I know there's lots more people out there. And he's literally done that. Just keep expecting the best. And if it doesn't manifest, keep going. Just keep going until we find the best that we're looking for. And Rick Murphy added to right where, Herb left off. And the biggest thing that, I've got these several visual images in my head, in my mind, when I think about this is, have we recognized, that's a question we have to ask ourselves, have we recognized the change in value of the telephone? Most of us are listening on a device right now, completely hands-free, completely cordless. Some of us are driving, some of us are, eating breakfast, a variety of different things, but very few of us are listening to a phone that's corded to the wall. And 20 years ago, that was the norm. We were making a switch to hands-free, to cordless phones, and, you know, finding ones that had variety of range and battery life and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I laugh because I have a nephew who, what is it, he's in eighth grade, and I remember the first time he said to my brother, he picked up a phone that had a cord on it, and he said, "Dad, what is this?" And my dad, or my brother, his father, just started busting out laughing because he realized his son had never seen a corded phone before. And, you know, these devices that we have, whether it's a Droid or an iPhone, they've changed in value dramatically. There are young people today that never use their phone to talk on. They use it for everything but talking on to their friends or to their parents or to their boss or whatever. It never gets used for that. While we were driving yesterday down to the coast, Stacy sent me a text and say, "Had you know, asked me a question about how much money was in Kenna's banking account, because does she have enough to use her charge card while she's at this volleyball tournament this weekend?" And I quickly logged into the bank, our account, and I moved some money around. And I laughed to my buddy driving. I said, "You know, this is kind of funny that we don't even have to stop at the bank to do banking transactions. I can do this while we're driving down the interstate." And, you know, that's the value that our phones have changed. So when I look at three things that I want to cover, and then I want to quickly open up the line for your comments and for your input. And again, we do that by you just hitting star six. And if you've got a question, I want to focus on these three things, because these are the most pertinent that are going to change in 21 days from now, 3 weeks. Come November 1st, we're going to see three radical things take place. Well, really, just two. And we're already, one has already started, and that one is, and I'll start in reverse order here from how I have it written down on my little napkin. This is a cocktail napkin that I found in the lobby. And that is that the requirements for any of us that are shooting or targeting, we have a full, not 12, not a full year to run on, but we've got 15 months starting on October 1st. October, November, and December are included in the team Kaizen qualification period. And the requirement for that this year, this time, this go-around for 2016, to be part of the 2017 Team Kaizen group is really, really simple. It's two things, two simple things that are the best. They've eliminated one of the ones that was very confusing, which has been wonderful. But the two requirements, two things that we need to do, are simply this: maintain at least 500 points in volume, personal volume points in customer sales. Okay, this is retail sales. These are people that are customers underneath of us. That's number one. And number two, help develop three people to the silver level, first level. That's it. And we have a full 15 months to run on that. Well, I should say 14 months and 3 full weeks. October, November, and December of 2015 are included in the 2016 qualification period. The period runs from January 1 to December 31st of 2016. So that's one that's already in effect. 3 weeks from now, the two most wonderful things that are going to be taking place, and again, I want to focus in on this so everybody has a clear understanding, because last week I shared some things that as this week went on and as I started to process through them, I realized, oh man, that was a big mistake. So I need to apologize to several people, and I have been this week saying, you know, I was looking at this from totally the wrong perspective. And number one, I need to focus on what's happening, you know, here in just a few weeks. And number two, understand the value of consultants versus customers. And let's look at these two issues. One is we have a complete change in the pricing structure. You know, we will be able to introduce people to the Nikken products, which is, again, you know, more than 80% of the people coming into Nikken, they're coming in for the product, not the business opportunity. And that being the case, being able to go to them and say, hey, we've had a major pricing restructure or revaluation in our prices, and what you used to be able to get for retail, you can now get at a wholesale price.
As a customer, no enrollment required. We'll just simply register you as a customer. I had coffee with our pastor this week, and both he and his wife, it's not a New Year's resolution, he's 62, and he said, man, we've done a lot of different things over the years. So, you know, we did MetaFast, we did this, we did that, and we always end up gaining it back. He said, can you give me some simple tips? And that's what we literally, for over an hour, we talked about some of the importance of starting the day with protein. Everything I'd learned from Roger Drummer, everything I'd learned and the things we've implemented in our own family about not only how to drop extra weight, but how to maintain it and then the energy throughout the day in starting the day with pure, easily digestible protein that the Vital Balance provides, that as Roger has taught us, that, you know, whole, good, cage-free, organic eggs can provide other things that our family does on a regular basis. You know, we use organic peanut butter, when I make oatmeal, different things like that. But being able to share with your pastor, and then as we're literally walking out of Starbucks, he says, well, can you just go ahead and order that stuff we talked about, the shake, the liver, the drink for the cholesterol, and he says, man, that tea, too, that sounds great. You order me some of that. And he said, then can you just bring it to church? And I said, no, Kev, it would be a lot easier on me and on you if I'll put you in as a customer, and how about you just text me your credit card, take a picture of your credit card, and then give me the three numbers on the back, and I'll just put you in, and I'll set you up with the best discount that I know we can give you, and we'll go from there. And that way it's all automated, it comes right to you. And he quickly gave me his home address, which he never gives out, just for, privacy issues. And I registered him as a customer. The very next morning, he sent me pictures of his credit card, which is a very great idea that someone passed on to me. But putting him in as a customer, and this was my thought, that come November 1st, when we go through a pricing structure change, I will be able to go back to him and say, hey, I got some great news. The price is going to change, and I can put you in as a AutoShip customer, and you'll get even a bigger discount than what you just got. I'll still maintain the retail bonus, the retail profit as a customer, but I'll be able to put him in as a ongoing AutoShip customer. This is something that, you know, people like Julie Clark, I believe Julie's on the line, I think I heard her voice already, she's been doing this for almost a year now, with customers, putting them in on AutoShip so that some monthly, some bi-monthly, some quarterly, and then some, bi-annually, so that they're already on the books as an AutoShip customer, so it's happening automatically. And this change in pricing structure is going to give us greater leverage, because we will be able to quickly say to people, hey, look, as my friend Andy Kemi and I were having breakfast this week, and he said, We tell our customers that come in the lot to buy an RV. He works at an RV dealership. He said, this is our price. This is the best price. And he says, more often than not, they say, well, we have, but we know you can go lower. He said, no, this is it. There's no negotiating. We've already negotiated everything. This is our absolute best price for you, and this is what we have. That's it. And, that's what we'll be able to say and share with people. This is the absolute best price for you as a customer. There's no distributorship fee. There's no cost of joining. There's no quota. This is something that I have to go back to as a kid and rework and retrain my own brain, because I grew up in the world that you were taught in multi-level marketing that you want to get everybody in as a distributor. No, if they're just wanting to come to get laundry detergent from you or some basic supplementation or some organic skincare products, just let's get them in as a customer. Let's not make them pay a distributorship fee and then an annual renewal fee. That's for people who want to build a business. And that's the second most important thing that changes come November 1st, is the consultancy. Last week I shared with everybody and encouraged everyone to, hey, you might want to, get in contact with any of the people that are in your group, that it's time for them to renew, and have them go ahead and renew for $40, renew for $27.50 versus paying $79 to renew come November 1st and beyond. Well, here's the thing, and here's the correction that I want to give and apologize up front, is that it may be in our best interest to not contact them and let it lapse, or as they go in, you know, if their renewal, you know, November 15th, let's say, and they could renew now for $40, you can renew up to 3 months prior to your renewal date. You could renew now for $40, but we look at it from this perspective. You know, Susan, you're nothing more than what we call a wholesale customer. You're getting the products every year, throughout the year, as a consultant at a discount because you're a consultant, and you pay your renewal fee, and you're a direct wellness consultant. I don't think I do this with seniors and executives because they actually, especially executives, they hit a position to get not only get a rebate, but they started building a business. And maybe they're not building now, but maybe they will in the future, especially when they see that they're going to get a free PWP, a free website, and they'll be able to direct customers to that. I just had this conversation with one of our consultants yesterday that I would describe as a wholesale customer. They never charge retail. So I said, hey, Marcia, what you can do from here on out, come November 1st, you can tell people to straight up front. And she's, I could hear it in the phone line. She's still confused about the simplicity of registering somebody as a customer and putting them in there as a retail customer versus, you know, just buying the product and then giving it away with no profit intended at their cost. That's the opportunity that we have now with, especially like an existing consultant who is nothing more than a direct. Let them save their money on a renewal fee and let them slide into from being a consultant to the customer position because the price is going to be the same after November 1st. Let's take the MagPlus, for example. Here's an item that we get as consultants for $81, and if we sell it retail, it's $101. Well, if Susan's a consultant now, and she's used to ordering maybe once every year or ordering for a friend or who knows how often a MagPlex, and she's used to paying $81, and then, of course, she, you know, lets her friends get it at the same price because we feel guilty for upcharging, which we should not feel guilty. So here she's now, as a retail customer, she's going to get that MagPlex for $81, same price, as a customer. And then we, in turn, as the consultant above her, we in turn get the profit. Now, if they want to renew, they can, but what's the point of having wholesale customers that aren't building a business? Because those who understand the value of having a PWP, and I love the comments that Gary Bolton shared on the leadership call this week about the benefit of having a personal website, about being able to say to somebody, well, hey, give me your email address, and I'll just shoot you over the link to get into my website, and you can check it out. And they literally, at that point, a person who knows nothing about NEPIN, they can register themselves as a customer or even just place an order right on our site. They're paying the full retail, but imagine what's going to happen for those of us who didn't want to pay $24.95 a month, which I completely understand. Those of us who weren't paying that, we didn't have a website. Now we're all going to have a website. But again, the difference between having a business builder consultant versus just a wholesale customer is some major rethinking on my part. And that's what we need to focus on. I made a complete 180 transition this week going, wait a second, this is so vitally important. My own father-in-law, he set his consultantship is set to renew November 18th. I'm going to talk him out of paying the $79 to renew because he's nothing more than a customer. I don't need more consultants on the books that aren't consultants. And he just started on auto ship again. And so my goal is to just share with him, say, hey, Dad, This new customer program we've got, you're going to be able to get the same price, and if we get you an auto ship, it's going to be cheaper than what you were paying before. And let's just do it this way. And that, in turn, puts more volume into our personal volume versus our personal group volume. Therefore, it sets us up. One last thing, and then I want some comments on this. I want some participation. I did something this week while Rick Murphy was sharing on the leadership call, and I haven't even told Rick I did this. But he was talking about he and Paige have just really enjoyed presenting Meekin to people and then telling them, hey, this is how quickly you can get connected as a customer and get direct access to be able to order. You don't have to become a member. You don't have to fill out this, you know, that. Because people are tired of old school network marketing. They're tired of the multi-level marketing companies that require you to register and then you get this discount and it's like buying into a shopping club and all that. They're tired of that. And so while he's talking about how they've been able to develop a customer base, I thought, I'm curious if he's actually preaching the truth. And I don't doubt what Rick was saying, but I was curious. So I logged into the Meekin website using my parents' ID number and their password. And because Rick and Paige are not part of our organization. And I just went down and I just took a quick glance. And they had well over $1,000 in personal volume last month. And yet, all but just 100 of that was their own personal. The bulk of it, over $900, was from customers. And I thought, they're already doing it. Rick and Paige are already leading by example and encouraging and driving customers to their website. So that, number one, they get the greatest retail profit as a business, because look at it from this perspective. If you've got $1,000 in retail volume, that's $250 markup right there just as a direct. But as a silver and above, when you're looking at 20%, that's $450 profit. I mean, that is a huge profit margin, and instead of, you know, getting people to enroll and get price, they're already going to get a deeper discount come November 1st with the pricing structure. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but with new products being unveiled in 2 weeks' time, which, by the way, Rick and Paige are already using some of these new ones, and Rick said, boy, I wish I could tell you what we've enjoyed already, because Paige is just thrilled with one of the new technologies. But, you know, the overwhelming premise here is we really need to look at those of us who have an existing base of consultants. We really need to look at them with a fine-tooth comb or with a different set of glasses, so to speak, and let's determine what's the best fit for them. Because if they're nothing more than customers, and we have lots of these, let's not twist anybody's arm, even remind them to renew when they're going to get the same price anyways, and they're not a business builder. If they in fact do refer people to, then it's in their best interest to go ahead and renew. And by the way, on that note, anybody, come November 1st, whether your renewal is now or it's next June, it doesn't matter. Either way, come November 1st, every single wellness consultant will be receiving a free TWP. You'll take the time, and we'll cover that on this call, or you need to call your upline or call someone that you know that uses one already. And it's really simple and fun to set up with your picture. You can customize what videos and what slides that come up on it with your personal story. It takes, you know, maybe in a couple hours' time. I didn't. I'm not that computer savvy. I figured out how to do it. And if you got questions, you can always call Meekin and they'll tell you how to set it up. But come November 1st, every single person, whether you've paid for it or not up to this point, you will automatically be issued one, a free personal web page with all the benefits and the perks that go along with that, and some of the new things that are going to be available on that they're going to introduce in San Antonio in 2 weeks from now. Those will all be available. Absolutely free, and then when it comes time for your renewal, it's $79 one-time renewal fee versus paying $24.95 a month, which is what we've been doing for the last several months now. So, okay, I've been talking for 25 minutes straight. *6 on your phone line. Let's have some feedback on this. Let's talk about this. What can we do to implement this, to really push the envelope, to have some fun, and literally all of us can be in the running for Team Kaizen? Okay, I know some lines have been muted.
Dan?
Good morning, Julie.
I'm a little confused about the same price anyway thing. So I know the prices are lowering. So does that mean there's going to be no more wholesale prices? Everybody's going to pay the same price? Whether you're a consultant or not, you know, is there still going to be a 10% discount if you're on auto ship from that new price?
If my gut is correct, my hunch, I'll just put it that way, that if we go through and we do a massive across-the-board repricing structure, in that what people are paying for retail right now, what people are paying for wholesale price, if that becomes the new retail, then we in turn would have a different pricing structure before. No, I can't imagine that the wholesale and the retail would be the same price, because that would be foolish of us to even, why have customers? Because we're not really making any profit off of them. No, the way that Rick explained it on several of the calls that I listened to this week with Rick is that when, just like what we're doing now with those of us who have been targeting being quality enrolled, shooting and targeting for $500 in customer sales a month, that's $100 profit. Well, it's actually $125 profit, right? We're targeting 500 points in volume from customers, that in turn is what, over $600 retail sales. That's over $100 that's getting put back into our pocket just from the retail side of things, let alone the commissions that we get based on what our rank is. So no, there, again, I could be totally off on this. It's kind of a wait and see 3 weeks from now to see what the pricing structure looks like. But I'm fully confident that there will be a complete difference in price, because there wouldn't be any motivation for us to sell retail. I just think, if I'm understanding this correctly, I think that the pricing structure will be lower so that those who are retail customers, what they were used to paying before, is going to be less. It's going to be more in the target area of what we were paying, and then we, in turn, will get it for less, so there's that markup. I'm thrilled because we have a lot of customers, just like you do, Julie, that we can go right immediately to and say, hey, we've had a major pricing structure just in time for Christmas. Was there anything that you were utilizing before that you thought might be a good Christmas present? This could be absolutely huge. And as it's been stated, anybody who is a consultant could literally see their paycheck double in the month of November alone. And I think that is going to be thoroughly exciting, because we have several people who are direct and seniors. And to be able to share with them, hey, if you get out there and do a little bit more, you know, encourage a few more people to become customers of yours, you're going to double. And that's not saying much if they're not doing anything right now, but if they're doing something and they actually establish a customer base, it's going to be absolutely huge.
So the customers that we have already, like my autoship customers, are on my website, and that counts as my personal volume. They didn't go through, I know they have their own numbers, but they didn't go through the customer, you know, my customer website to to get signed up because they can't sign up for AutoShip on that now, but I guess in November.
Hopefully in November.
But I should still get credit for those even though they're on my website.
Absolutely.
Didn't go through. Okay, I was wondering how that was going to
I think I mentioned this. It seems like I did, that Brenda Ogden and I had an ongoing email correspondence sometime this summer, and Nikan was already doing beta tests on the customer AutoShip program so that they could not only enroll in AutoShip but also have the opportunity and availability to change their AutoShip online without having to pick up the phone and call. And they were ready to actually, you know, roll it out this summer, but in the beta testing of it, it wasn't working. There were some, you know, clinks in the system, and they had to pull it. So hopefully, maybe that's one of the things that's going to be unveiled in San Antonio, that, hey, we got it, it's working, and here we go. I think the value of that for our customers, for us to be able to say, hey, you don't have to pick up the phone, you can do this all online. One of the customers that I spoke with 2 days ago, I thanked her for the second time ordering a replacement filter for her waterfall. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to pick up the phone, call her back and say, hey, Wendy, I've got some good news. We can go ahead and set you up for an AutoShip, which we could do now, so that every 90 days, every 3 months, she's replacing her waterfall filter. And she already has a sports bottle. And she said, oh, I should have bought the filter, a replacement filter for that bottle. Well, now I'll be able to go back and say, hey, you can go ahead and add that to your next order. And if you want to get a cheaper price, you could put that on AutoShip because it's a consumable item if we get that AutoShip up over 100 points. So is there anything else on the, you know, maybe you want a second water bottle. You know, my goal will be to get people on, especially when they own a water or air system, get them on, especially the water system, the waterfall, a quarterly AutoShip so it's automatic. And they're not even having to think about it. And for them to be able to change it and add more things to it, it's an easier shopping experience. This is huge. Absolutely huge. So I'm a little bit jacked up about this in a good way, not in a bad way. You know, like you jack up your car onto a guardrail. No, I'm jacked up or jazzed up about it. So, and I know, Julie, you are as well, because the potential for this is huge. You know,
right? It's just not knowing what, you know. It's not knowing how to do things for now. You know, if you're getting sales now and the price is going to be lower next month, then it's. You're not sure what you want to do.
I think the biggest thing is looking at it from the perspective of that with new products being introduced here 2 weeks from now, we don't know what those are, is to get people on the website as customers or consultants and say, hey, pay attention to that because what we've heard, this stuff is going to be incredible. Therein lies the problem, you know, with what you just said. Well, if they buy it in October and the price is going to go down, well, Nikan's going to have to incentivize us with some type of introductory special to get it in October, or else everybody's going to wait until November 1st. Well, we don't want that. Not at all. So that's their job, you know. That's not our job to figure that one out.
Yes, this is Barbara Joseph.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say that when I've come up against a challenge about the prices changing, I've just been offering people the promotional code discount so that they'll actually be getting it at basically a very close price point and that they don't need to wait for right now. And I think that the changes Nikan is doing are brilliant. I know change is challenging for us, but it really makes sense to me. And there will be a difference. As far as I understand, there will be a difference between consultants, because otherwise it wouldn't be a business model if we didn't
Correct.
Have a retail and a wholesale model. So lots of questions coming up, but I believe we're in a great direction to shake things up and get us back on track to being more vibrant and vital and strong in our businesses. And I've been going to people in my organization. Some are very clearly wholesale buyers. And there's a couple that are kind of on the fence and just calling them and talking the changes over with them. And one is very clear, yeah, I'll be a customer, and that's great. And another one is, you know, I've been wondering which way I want to go, and I'd like to renew, which she did, and she's thrilled about getting the web page, and we'll be needing to talk more about how she would like to progress in that direction. So I think if you go through your organization, it's pretty clear to just have the conversation with those people that are to go either way. So
right,
I'm excited.
And Barbara, what you're alluding to is that Nikan is actually taking something that's not doesn't exist in the network marketing industry, because this new model will be something that's not been introduced or unveiled, because typically in network marketing there is a huge price point difference between wholesale and retail, and the prices are quite a bit inflated in order so the company can pay the existing consultants. And when you look at, let's look at all the juice companies, whether it be Noni or, I mean, you can go right on down the list. The majority of all the juices that you can buy at the grocery store or at Sam's or Costco or any, you know, health food store, those were once network marketing companies. The problem lies in the fact that what they had to charge for them was so far more exuberant, or, you know, an exuberating price over the cost of what was available at the store that was very comparable. Well, we don't have anything comparable to a magnetic insole. We don't have anything comparable to, I mean, we can go right on down the list. But if we can tweak that price and get it more into the range of what people think would be, you know, if there is a thought process, I mean, you go into a good feed store and you're going to shell out $100 for a pair of custom-made orthotics. Well, that's about the same price for a men's pair of Insteps or Instrides. So what if we could bring that price down even lower? Then the competition will be completely eliminated. And we're not talking just about a pair of you know, gelled soft insoles that are custom fit. We're talking about something that affects and impacts 90,000 nerve endings in our feet. It's a totally different model, and I love your phrase, change is challenging. It is, and yet we get to embrace it and, you know, kind of see what happens.
And the faster we do, the more progress, and it's really exciting. It really is exciting, and how to let go of the old and take the goods of it and then move forward into the future, and we're all, in a place for our own personal transformation, and of course helping to make a difference in so many lives, because it's going to be so much more affordable and convenient and simple. And I love the image of Nikan.com, Amazon.com, and the webpage being upgraded to be more simplified and more contemporary. And not sure if that's going to be coming out in November or not, yet I'm really looking forward to when it does. I think it's really going to launch us in a new way to have that new look.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, what was unveiled and what was highlighted in Orlando back in March, the color changes, the images, that simplification, because I order from Amazon from time to time, and I like the simplicity. I love the fact that my credit card is already on file. I don't have to dig it out again. That would be a great option to, you know, have that retained, that information, that, hey, I'm an existing returning customer. I would like, you know, that to be an option. I'm hopelessly optimistic that that'll be there. So, Barbara, thank you. This has been fantastic. I love your excitement, your enthusiasm for change, because it's not often embraced.
Great. Thank you, Vance.
Hey, let me, before the next question or comment jumps in here, and again, *6 on your phone line will demute you. Let me give the phone number again, the call with Dave Johnson and William Todd, that is going to commence in 19 minutes from now, and that is the call of the leader that takes place every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and they're going to be talking about this very subject, embracing change, going forward. Dave Johnson just flew home, I believe, yesterday from a meeting with Reed Nelson and Dennison McWilliams with Kurt Foley and Ben Woodward, NECN's CEO and president. And the phone number to jump on that call and get the best of that is area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988. And the code, the passcode to get on that call is 83854#. Again, 83854#. And I can't encourage you enough to jump on that line to check out what's new, what's fresh. And again, it's 3 weeks from now when all this is going to be unveiled at the new pricing. But again, as Barbara said, and as Julie commented, that the best thing that we can do as business builders, as leaders, is don't wait to see what the pricing structure is going to be, but right now be in contact with people that are in our group, our customer base, our existing consultants. Get them to self-identify, to tell you what they want to do, especially if their renewal is in the next 90 days. I'm looking at it going, these people are much better off being customers of ours versus consultants. Save the renewal fee and just slide into that customer base, because that's all they are anyways, if they're not referring other people to NECN. But if they are, in fact, as our friend Marshall was speaking with yesterday, if they are referring people, well, now we can encourage them to make a retail profit. So it's going to be a huge win-win. Comments, questions on this? Star 6 on your phone line. That'll put you in, and we can chat. And I'm not as afraid of dead air as I used to be. I used to go through little panic attacks and, you know, start sweating. I can wait. There we go.
Hi, Ben. This is Molly.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
It sounds like we are treating the customer as a child. You decide what you want to be, and you will get it.
Say that again. Treating the customer as a what?
As a child. Let them select what they want to be, and then we would fulfill them.
Okay. I get the analogy now. I thought that's what you said, and I was going, I have to make sure I'm hearing Molly correctly. No, it really is. And not so much treating them as a child to demean them, but giving them better options. You know, when I walk into a Subway franchise, a restaurant, I'm really not interested in the franchise. I just want, you know, the 6-inch sub, which is all I can eat, and usually I end up splitting that with our youngest daughter. But that's all I want. Or I want the chopped salad, you know. That's all I want. I'm really not interested in the Subway franchise, even though I see the number and I see the little, you know, ad, you know, strategically placed throughout the restaurant. I'm interested in franchising opportunities, ? And there's a phone number, or there's a brochure. I'm not interested in that. I just want the sandwich. And I think, Molly, what you're saying is we need to look at our contacts, look at our prospects as children who don't know anything about NECN per se, but again, if 80 to 90% of them are coming on board and they're paying a distributorship fee just to get the product at a discount, that'd be like paying a membership fee to be able to buy a Subway sandwich. I just want the sandwich. And if I can get the sandwich at the same price without having to do a membership fee, that's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and Molly, you've established a nice customer base so far. And how many people have we in the past registered as consultants because we thought that was the best thing to do? And we felt guilty. Some of us don't have any guilt in charging full retail, but I think a lot of us think that that's where we feel like we're profiting on other people, and we feel guilty, so we want to give them a discounted price, and we literally, because of guilt, we're talking them into becoming consultants. That'll be a thing of the past, because there's no reason. If they're not interested in building the business, they can always join later if they end up referring other people to it. But for the meantime, for those initial orders, those customers, they'll be paying retail. I was wondering if we'd get through without any animal sounds. Anyway, that great comment, Molly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I do feel guilty for them to buy retail, and I'm proud of myself that I am getting the product cheaper by being a consultant. So.
Yeah, and again, when that pricing structure changes, I look at a pair of insoles have always been, you know, MagSteps, the original MagSteps were always $48 wholesale, $60 retail. Well, what if I can go back to brand new people and say, yeah, we had MagSteps, you know, someone who ordered MagSteps 15, 20 years ago, and I could say, yeah, if you paid retail for those and you didn't join, they were $60. Well, we've got the newest versions, our MSteps, and you can get them for just a little over what they were 20 years ago, you know, as a customer. I mean, they should be thrilled at that, because with inflation and all the other factors that have changed, we get something that's brand new, state-of-the-art, that runs circles around MagSteps for close to the same price. I mean, that's huge. Absolutely huge. So that's my way of looking at it.
Vance, this is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou. Twice in 1 week. What a wonderful treat.
I need to know. I'm confused. I have a young lady that wants to join. She's indicated okay. She does. But she's probably going to be more like a customer. Do I enroll her now as a customer and not as a consultant? Or do I don't know that I know exactly how to explain that to her to be sure. Can you quickly do that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I think the biggest thing is you have to find out what her intentions are. What is her purpose in joining? Because if somebody...
I think it's wholesale, you know.
Okay, so just to get the wholesale price, well, to offset, like, for example, if somebody joins right now for $60 to buy a waterfall, well, it's in their best interest. They'll come out $15 a head. The difference between wholesale and retail on that waterfall is $75 markup. But here again, as Barbara alluded to, you know, it may be in her best interest not to join, and you can give her a discount. If you, in fact, have a personal website, you can go in and give people a discount of 5, 10, 15, 20%. And, you know, save the $60 and let her put that into product. So it may be in your best interest just to say, you know, why don't, if you're just simply going to be a customer, let's just have you save that $60, and I can give you a set 10% discount off of the retail, so you're going to save there, and then who knows what can happen in the future. At any given point, if she wants to join, to become a consultant, to refer other people to the product. You know, that it may be in her best interest to join now for $60 versus $99. That's another $40 savings right there, or $39 to be exact. Stacey, my wife always, you know, scolds me on rounding it up, which, come on, $99 is closer to $100. You know, it's a $40 difference in price over what we have now. But I think that's the best thing to find out from what's your intention.
From them, what they want to do, and kind of explain that we're just going through this change and things are happening, right?
Yeah, they're happening really fast, and the price of a distributorship after November 1st is going to be $99, and what you're going to get for that
is, and, you know, Barbara Satterwhite was talking with a gentleman that said, you know, we charge insurance companies. This is what his company does, where he works. They charge insurance companies $45 a month to maintain their website. To design their website, the price starts at $5,000. And here Nikan is giving us a website for the enrollment fee of $99 right out of the gate. And or if they're joining now, they're getting it for $60, and then they get that free website as a consultant. But again, I think the key important thing to do with anybody in the next 3 weeks is sit down with them and ask them really what are their intentions. If she has no intentions of sharing this with anybody else, save the $60 for Pete's sake. Because it's just, you know, I'd much rather, my goal is to build up a bigger customer base. So that it just looks better on paper, it's cleaner, and I think the biggest thing is something that we haven't even addressed this morning is that from the perspective of are you actually intentionally building a business? Do you maintain customers? Absolutely. You know, and being able to look at, you know, our list of 150 plus customers that we're working with, and Gordon Williams and I had a great conversation yesterday and Thursday about maintaining and massaging these customers using the e-card system and sending them out notices when a new product is introduced. You know, I can't wait for November 1st to be able to send out an e-card to all of our customers and say, hey, there's been a major price thruster difference. Most of our customers already use the promotional code we set up to get a 10% discount. Once they've been referred to us, I send them an e-card and say, hey, thank you for your order, and this user, please use this promotional code. And I've had people turn around right then and there, order something else, and use that promotional code just to save 10%. So how excited am I going to be being able to go back to that whole list of them and say, hey, you can now do this, and if in fact we have the auto ship option where they can enroll in auto ship so they're not having to order replacement filters every 3 months, that it just automatically comes, that's a much better way to go. Because the conversation I had with this gal just yesterday, Wendy, or Thursday, she said, oh my goodness, I should have replaced this filter the beginning of September. I said, oh, it's okay, you're only a month past due, it's not like the water's going to be that tainted. She said, hey, yeah, but you don't know how bad our water is down here outside of Houston, Texas. I said, well, yeah, you have a point there, it's pretty bad. But I said, yeah, every 90 days, and looking at it from the perspective of having an automatic order for customers and them being able to change it, this is a wonderful win-win scenario.
Vance, Ashley, Eckholm here.
Good morning, Ash.
Good morning. I think that one of the things that's going to be really important here is to change the culture headset that many of us have, including me, and I just heard it from Molly, which is we want to have people have the best price. And so even though we lower the prices, if you still have a difference between wholesale and retail, and if the wellness consultants think that they feel guilty if they don't give the patient, the person wholesale, then the same thing's going to happen with the new pricing range that has happened with the old one. And so it has to be a headset shift that says customers are customers and customers are going to pay retail price, even though it's discounted, and wellness consultants are going to pay wholesale, you know. And then I'm not sure where the auto ship for a customer is going to be different than an auto ship for a wellness consultant. I mean, you know, would it be 30% off the way it is now, or would it be one of the discounts that we're able to give? I mean, that's soon to be determined. But I think that's that has been a conversation that has been going on for years and years and years, no matter what the price is. Well, I feel guilty if I don't, you know, I sell people wholesale. Oh, I'll get you to buy this because I'll give you the wholesale price. And maybe there's not even a protest about how expensive something is or isn't. It's our headset that says, oh, well, we got to give them wholesale. And yep. That's not a business headset, so that piece has to change no matter what the price is.
Mm-hmm. And that mindset, you know, and I think I alluded to this last week in talking about my brother and I, who we resurrected the sheet metal business that my grandfather started back in the 50s. And we can't give people if our friends, dear friends, who we just replaced the gutters on their rental house, and then I went back and I looked at how many trees were around, I said, man, they really need some gutter guards or some screens on this. And even though the gutter guards cost us roughly about 65 cents a foot, we don't charge them 65 cents a foot and volunteer our time and our labor and our gas to get to the job site. No, traditional labor, blue-collar laboring, if you have your own business, it's triple the cost of the merchandise, of the product. And that's what we do. So we don't charge them 65 cents. It's $2 a foot. It's the basic. But we actually, you know, when we all calculated this all out and what the service we provided was cleaning the gutters and blowing off the roof and then snapping in the gutter guards, we have to charge them a retail price because that's being in business. Otherwise, how do I go to the electricity company and say, oh, you should just let me have my electricity for free or give me the cost, you know, not the retail price cost, but the wholesale, which you guys get it for, because I do this for my customers. It's not going to work. Okay, that's not the real world. Look at what was the company that just decided to cross the board. Here in the Portland area, New Seasons Market. Ash, you remember those stores. They're going across the board, and they decided to make their starting wage $12 an hour. They're not going to pay the minimum wage here in the state of Oregon. They're going to go through all their stores and make their starting wage $12 an hour. Well, they have to recoup that someplace if they're going to pay their employees as much, so they're going to up the price on something to make that happen. That's just business, and I think if we have to, those of us who are in that consumer mentality, I think we've been guilty of that because we're not looking at this as a business. And the more we look at it as a business, and again, these people are friends, but if they're not joining NECAN, they're not business associates. And if you have a business, any kind of business, I mean, Ash, did you ever give your friends that came to you as clients, as patients in the medical world, did you ever give them at cost?
No, I get in trouble for that. If I do that for one person, then the insurance company can come after me and make me do that for everybody, and I'd be out of business very quickly.
So it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, whether you're a doctor, you're a plumber, you're a sheet metal worker, it doesn't matter what kind of business it is. We're wellness consultants, and we're providing some amazing products at a great price, and it's going to be a greater price, so we can't feel guilty about making a little bit of money off of them. We can't, and we shouldn't. This is what's the cost of being in business. So, yeah, we got to go through a mindset change. Get out of the stinking thinking, as one of our friends describes it. We got to get into a different set of values and look at it as a business, and don't be shy, don't feel guilty. If you want to give people a discount, you'll be able to do that with a promotional code like we're doing now. But I don't think it's going to be necessary when we see across the board new pricing structure.
Time to get on the Dave Johnson call.
Mm-hmm. So that, on that note, thank you, Molly, Barbara, Ash, Julie, and if I missed anybody else, thank you for your contribution again. Next Saturday, I'm looking forward to delving in and kind of getting back on track of what we do to really get into the mentoring, and we won't have to discuss this. I know there's always going to be questions. My best advice to everybody, get plugged in. There are still tickets available for San Antonio. I can't wait to get on that plane in a week and a half and fly down to Texas. It's not so much to get out of the rain that we're experiencing now, but just to be in San Antonio at the convention center with several thousand other NECANites, and the energy and what's going to be introduced, it's just going to be absolutely thrilling. So if even last-minute airline tickets have been amazing. My mom just told me this week that she jumped on Southwest and she's finding fares for $150 each way from Portland and Seattle down to San Antonio. You got to be flexible with the dates and make it work and budget, but we would love to have you there. It's never too late to join the party and have some fun. Again, jump on Dave Johnson's call. One last time, it's starting right now, is area code 218-548-3988, and the code is 838-54-POUND. Again, phone number 218-548-3988, and the code 838-54-POUND. So, I need to get out the door myself. I'm going to be listening to it via headset. And have a great day, great weekend, everybody. And please connect with your upline if you've got questions or concerns. You need better clarification on all this stuff, because this is exciting, exciting intel. And it's much better to understand it now rather than several months from now, being able to hit the ground running and really, really have some fun as a consultant and to maximize the value of being a consultant. So have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.